Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. This is episode 4. I'm here with Pat. I'm Alex, by the way, here with Pat. And we're going to just go through the NFL games for this week. We'll talk a little bit first about what happened last week. Pat's a Vikings fan, so do you want to talk a bit about what happened there?
Yeah, sure. And that was a great ending to a game. If you haven't seen it, again, YouTube is our friend. Check it out. But Favre had kind of a Hail Mary type bomb from, about 30, 40 yards to, it took me a while to figure out who it was, but Greg Lewis, we were arguing if it was Percy Harvin or not. But pretty great play. It was a great pass, but fantastic catch getting both feet down. I think that's going to get overlooked just because of the guy who threw it. But really a good game, and got to give San Fran a lot of credit. Frank Gore got one rush in on the day, then spent the day on the sideline, and they put up a hell of a fight, and it could have been their game pretty easy if it wasn't for that last second heroics by Favre and Lewis.
I think you're right about the catch. Like, no one talks about the catch. Like, that was an amazing catch. I think probably more, I mean, better than the throw, really.
Oh yeah, he just kind of and
I mean, I couldn't believe it at first, so.
yeah, and one thing I liked pointing out to other people who are Vikings fans but anti-Favre is that was a good catch, but there was no other Viking quarterback. Tavares Jackson isn't making that throw, so we
Yeah,
brought in a guy who can make that throw. But I gotta say, it was a better catch than it was a throw.
I saw like a camera angle they had of like from behind Favre. I don't know how Favre could tell that that guy was even there. Like it was like the
I
camera
know,
behind him. Like it was insane. I don't know.
I don't know. I know athletes have some great vision, but in that split second, there's all that motion in front of him, and this guy is just streaking across the back of the end zone. How he could see that and know where to throw it, and I kind of go back to quarterback, because I've always thought that's one of the toughest positions to play in all of sports, along with probably NHL goalie. But
Yeah.
that's another story, so.
All right. The other big headline from last week was the Detroit Lions broke their losing
Yeah,
streak
go Detroit.
against the Redskins, who are bad too. Like, I'm from the Baltimore, Washington area, so, and the Redskins fans are kind of panicked right now.
I can't blame them. How do you drop a game to Detroit? I kind of liked how Detroit went around the field afterwards, high-fiving their fans. I thought it was
Yeah,
cool.
did
I
you
mean,
see the interview, like the video of the coach? I can't think of his name, but they were in the locker room and he like had his little speech and then he said, "We're gonna go back out there and celebrate with our fans." I thought that was pretty cool.
yeah, I think it's neat because those Detroit fans have obviously put up with a lot, not just the last couple of years, really,
But
for a
yeah,
long time. The
that
last
was.
great thing for them was Barry Sanders. Hasn't been much since then, so.
All right, so this week, last week, with our picks, I was 12-4, Pat was 11-5, so that puts me up 2 for the season. This week. We're gonna start the bye weeks for the season. This week, Arizona, Philly, Atlanta, and Carolina are sitting this week out.
Yep.
All right,
Affects
so
some fantasy games coming up, so.
yeah, for me big. So first game we got is Detroit at Chicago.
I will go with the Bears. I think it took Detroit forever to get this win. I don't think it's going to get back to back for them anytime soon. I don't want to say that's their only win of the season, but I don't see them putting on any type of winning streak, so I'm going the Bears.
Yep, I'm gonna go with Bears too. I don't think they can win 2 in a row, really. And Cutler seems to have settled down from that first bad game, and they look pretty good. So, right, and then Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Bengals in this one, just kind of a big surprise team for me. I kind of doubted them. At week one, I thought they should have won, kind of a fluky loss to Denver.
Yeah.
But then coming back and beating Green Bay and then Pittsburgh, and Ocho Cinco is starting to look good, kind of like his old self before last year's whatever he wanted to call that. But so I'm going Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Cincy too. Like you said, they should really be 3-0 if it wasn't for the Immaculate Reception 2. Cleveland, and I watched Cleveland play last week against Baltimore, and they're not good at all.
And now Derek Anderson's getting the nod at starting
Yeah,
quarterback,
and they
right?
put him in, and he threw 3 picks, and then he's the starter this week. So that just tells you, right there, like I don't know.
I think it's more than a quarterback issue. I think it's a team issue, and sitting down Brady Quinn isn't going to solve this
Yeah,
problem.
it's not.
And if Brady Quinn's their future, you got to let him kind of roll with the punches, take his lumps.
Yeah, that's the problem is that he started I think a couple games last year and they went back and the going back and forth cannot be good for like a third or fourth year quarterback.
I just can't see, yeah, from a kind of a psychological standpoint, how that would be good, how you prepare for a game, either knowing you could be benched or going into it knowing you're not starting now that Quinn is out. So kind of a mess there.
Yeah. All right, Oakland at Houston.
Both these teams pissed me off last week because they both cost me a win against you because I picked them each to win and they each lost. So I'm gonna do a first here on the podcast, and I'm calling it a tie. So
a tie.
I'm not picking a win or loss. It's a tie,
okay.
And I'm gonna hurt myself, I'm sure, with that one, but I'm not giving you any credit.
If that happens, you'll be a genius.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get some more followers. So
this has nothing to do with football, but did you see that? Like, there was a baseball announcer, I think in Seattle, that called that this guy, so-and-so guy, they said that he said before the game that he would hit his first career home run on a 3-1 pitch on his second at-bat. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that. He called it, right?
He called it, and then the game's going on, their fourth inning or whatever, the guy, it's a 3-1 pitch, and his second at-bat hits his first career home run.
Wow. What are the odds of that?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly when it was. I'll find it and post a link on the show notes, or I'll probably...
I will put myself on par with that gentleman if this...
Yeah, it would be basically the same thing.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay,
Oakland.
No tie.
No tie. I'm not going to... Yeah. I'm trying to pick one up here, so... All right, next game, Seattle at Indy.
Indianapolis. Peyton's looking his normal self, good as usual. Hasselbeck's out again, and they're missing a lineman, which isn't starting offensive lineman, which isn't something you want with the backup quarterback in there. So I think Indy all over this one.
Yeah, Seattle's got the injury bug again. Manning had 4 touchdowns last week, so I see them getting the win here. Next up, AFC South, Tennessee at Jacksonville.
I am picking Tennessee in this one. I just don't think it's possible for them to start the year 0-4 with the talent they have. Just Chris Johnson alone, I just don't think they can start 0-4. And if the Lions aren't going to start 0-4, I mean, what are the odds that Tennessee is going to go 0-4?
Yeah, I have Tennessee too. They're 13-3 last year, so I don't know.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
Lendo White lost weight. Like,
yeah, and Albert Haynesworth left, but they can't. He can't be responsible entirely.
You think it's some hangover residual effect from Steve McNair?
I don't know.
It's weird, but...
That's a weird... Like, that is not a team that anyone would have guessed would be even 0-3 at this point.
No. Maybe average, maybe finish the year 8-8, but yeah. Certainly not starting off potential 0-4. So.
Yeah, that's not good. Next up, New York Giants at Kansas City.
Going Giants again, as I have in the past here, the few weeks. Kansas City is just really not good. So I have not much else besides that for me to say. I'm just going Giants.
I was looking at Kansas City's schedule, and they've lost 26 of the last 28 games. Going back to 2007, like halfway through the year. So
now, was 2007 Larry Johnson's breakout year, or was that the year after, if you recall?
I don't remember. I want to say that was the year after.
Yeah,
I think
it
might have been
sense.
Hurt for part of yeah.
So okay, yeah.
Like I looked on that one, like that year they won a couple games earlier in the year. I think that was maybe when he got hurt, and then they were just kind of done after that. So I'm gonna pick the Giants as well.
Okay.
Next up, Baltimore at New England. Good matchup.
I'm guessing, yeah, very good matchup. I think we'll differ on this one, so another chance for us to make. I'm gonna go New England. I think Baltimore is a better team, but I think it's at New England. Joe Flacco, maybe this is gonna be a kind of welcome back to earth game. he's good, and I wanna see him do well. I like seeing guys coming from these small schools do well, but again, I think New England's a really well coached team, and I'm thinking they're gonna find a way around Baltimore, but I think this is probably my game of the week to watch, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Baltimore. I think they're definitely the better team, and even though it's at New England and the Belichick-Brady combo always scares me, but I can't pick against them.
No, and it should be a good game. I would expect nothing less from those.
Yeah, no, it's not on here in Little Rock, which is stupid.
Really?
We get like the stupid Chiefs game or something. It's a joke. I hate it.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Is there any bars close by or something?
I don't know. I think I can pull it up online on my shady internet streams that I...
Well, there you go. Oh, that's unfortunate.
All right.
I'm just looking up the line here on that game just to see how close. They got the Patriots by 2.5, so pretty close game they're calling.
Yeah. All right. Next up, the amazing Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Washington Redskins.
at the equally amazing Washington Redskins, and I will go with those equally amazing Washington Redskins. Really, if you don't have a fantasy interest in this game, and maybe if this was the only channel you got, I don't know why you're watching this one.
Yeah,
really, and even fantasy-wise, I can't think of a lot of guys who are tearing it up for either team, so I'll pick Washington, but not a game I'll pay close attention to.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Washington, too. They lost to Detroit last week, so they got to at least have some motivation at this point.
Tampa Bay has to fear the wrath of Campbell. So.
Santana Moss had a big week last week, but you can't expect that to happen again.
Right.
So I'm going to pick Washington. Next game is almost as bad, Buffalo at Miami.
Yeah, not a barn burner game either. Well, it could be a barn burner, but regardless, not that great to watch. I'll go with Buffalo. Miami wasn't really good before, and now they have to just play without Chad Pennington. I've seen more talk of Wildcat, so it might be a little exciting to watch, but more Wildcat doesn't equal more wins or more points necessarily, so.
All right, I'm going to differ. I'm going to go with Miami. It's at home. It's probably going to be, I don't know, it could be like one of those things where it's humid or whatever, and Buffalo from the north, they get tired real easily.
Sure.
And the Wildcat, I have Ronnie Brown on one of my fantasy teams, so he might be the best quarterback available for them at this point.
Yeah. So for our TO watch, did you see his post-game interview where he kind of dodged questions in a shady manner?
Yeah. No catches in like first time in like 180 games or something like that. He hasn't.
And I think he wants us to take up a pity collection for him.
Yeah, that could be.
The big bad media is after
Trelawney. I said over and under 8.5 losses, and I think that might have been a little bit too high there.
Yeah, I think I said week 7, which, like we said, could be 7 losses by then. But, it's coming. No catches.
It is coming.
I think, I don't know. I don't like him, but he is a good athlete. He's a good receiver. If you're them, do you just try to get him the ball a little bit more? I mean, just for your own.
You have to. Outside of you, it's not because you want him to do good. It's because you don't want your team to totally fall apart.
Right. And I don't know, he doesn't have that many targets. So I just, they are throwing to him a little bit, but they're not as much for as much they pay him to.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right, next game, New York Jets at New Orleans. It's pretty good.
I will go, it should be a good one too. Actually, I like watching this one. I'm going to go with the Saints. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees had his worst game of the year so far last week, but Pierre Thomas stepped right in off of that injury and really tore it up. And I think now that they have that running threat, because Reggie Bush is kind of a non-factor, they got somebody in the backfield, and then you got Drew Brees. So I'm going Saints.
Yeah, I almost picked the Jets because of the defense, and I was had it circled, and I crossed it out because I just Mark Sanchez has played really well, but it's going to be an away game. Their first away game was against somebody bad, so I think he could get roughed up, and he's played well with almost mistake free in these first couple games, and it can't happen like that forever.
Right, I agree.
All right, now next one, Dallas at Denver.
I will be picking. Who am I going to pick? I had my notes down. Why don't you take this one while I find my notes? I just lost it.
I'm going to pick. This one was hard to pick. I don't know. I don't like either of these teams really, but I'm going to pick Denver. It's at home there, Mile High, light air, whatever. Dallas is 2-0, but the two wins are against Tampa and Carolina, who combined 0-6 on the season. So I don't really believe in them too much.
No, and actually I found my notes, and I had Denver down too.
All right.
A big part of it was just playing at home. They've played real tough on the road, and now they got a home game. So.
Next up, we got St. Louis at San Francisco.
I will take the 49ers, even without Gore. They did a good job against the Vikings last week, like I said, and for the most part, they held Adrian Peterson in check. And the last time I looked into things, Steven Jackson is not as good as Adrian Peterson, so I think they can stop Steven Jackson, and I think San Fran picks up the win.
Yeah, I think Steven Jackson, besides that comparison, Steven Jackson's all they have in St. Louis. So any team could almost shut him down, theoretically, and just force Kyle Bowler is their starting quarterback this week. So that's like the Ravens' sloppy second.
Exactly. And Steven Jackson isn't Adrian Peterson. And when last year teams stacked the box against Peterson, he's good enough to still get around it. I don't think Jackson is that good anymore, and teams can just key on him.
Yep, so I got San Francisco too. Next up, Sunday night, San Diego at Pittsburgh.
Again, they're doing a good job picking these Sunday night
games. Sunday night, man. Yeah.
Sunday night's the night. Well, I guess Monday night's good
Monday
this week.
Monday night's good this week, yeah.
Yeah. I will take Pittsburgh. What do you think is more surprising, that Denver is 3-0 or that Pittsburgh is 1-2?
Pittsburgh, man. And even in the division, Cincinnati is 2-1.
Yeah, that's – I don't get it. I think they're a much better team than their record shows. Without Polamalu hurts, but I still think they're a better team.
Yeah.
And San Diego is kind of the perennial disappointers. Just don't have faith in them from past experience. I'm going Pittsburgh at home.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to take San Diego. Polamalu, he said he might play, but they'll probably keep him out because they have a bye next week. That way you get him 2 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then against the Ravens, San Diego had a good passing game because of the wide receivers are tall, and that's like, even though they're not super duper like amazing guys, the height thing, I think they'll be able to pass on Pittsburgh's D, and I like them to take.
They do have some big receivers, and Jackson's having a good year too. So.
Yep. So next up, Monday night, the big one, Green Bay at Minnesota.
I'm taking the Vikings. Partly at home, I think momentum is at their backs from last game. Looking back in history, Favre has had some great Monday night, just really memorable games. And looking kind of, you know, further into that, Green Bay is ranked 23rd against the run, so it might be Favre's night, kind of quote-unquote, but I think it could be a bigger night for Peterson if Green Bay is really keyed on not letting Favre beat them. So.
Yeah. This one, I struggled with this one. There's so much stuff going on. Like, you could say, you know, maybe Green Bay will play harder because they hate Favre, or maybe, you know, Minnesota try to kill Aaron Rodgers to make Favre look good. And I finally decided I'm going to go with Green Bay just because I think there's some guys that hate Favre.
And I think there are some guys who hate Favre, and I think they're going to try to take their shots at him if they can. So
yeah.
It should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited for that. I mean, all they're going to – like, the broadcast is going to be like – just far, far, far from.
That'll be, and I'm a big Brett Favre fan. I'm not looking forward to hearing about it. There's gonna be all sorts of clips of when he was beating the Vikings, and oh, now he's a Viking beating the Packers or whatever. It's, we know,
oh, yeah.
We don't care. Just
it's gonna be flashback after flashback.
Yeah, at least John Madden won't be in the booth.
Yeah, that.
So. That would be.
All right. Next up, we'll talk a little fantasy. Last week. Neither of us got any of from the fantasy from trying to pick the so what we do is try to pick the number one guy that we think will score the most points in fantasy, which is turning out to be nearly impossible.
It's tough. It is tough. I
challenge anyone. If anyone's listening, email us your picks for this, and if you do good, we'll give you a shout out, because this is impossible.
Yeah, even the ESPN experts, who they pick number one each week, rarely is the actual top. It's kind of a crapshoot, but it's fun, too, if you get a couple right here and there. So
last week at quarterback, I had Rodgers, you had Rivers. Number one was Manning, 29, had like 4 touchdowns. At running back, I had Michael Turner, you had Chris Johnson.
Yep.
Number one there, in actuality, was Maurice Jones-Drew, had 3 touchdowns. And then these next two prove why this is impossible to guess. I picked Andre Johnson last week at wide receiver. You picked Fitzgerald. Number one was Santana Moss, 23 points. And then tight end, I had Heap. You had Gates. Number one was Vernon Davis.
Yeah, no one saw that coming. I think Vernon Davis was a free agent in a lot of fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. All right, who you got this week at quarterback?
Well, shot in the dark, but I'm going to go with Peyton Manning. Just playing well. Seattle's ranked actually pretty good against the pass. They're 7th, but they really haven't played any great passing or offensive teams yet. So I'm going to say Peyton's going to continue to roll.
All right, I'm going to go with Matt Schaub. Texans, they're playing against Oakland, so.
Yep.
Who you got running back?
Going to Adrian Peterson, kind of for the reasons I talked about above. I'm banking on the Packers, too focused on stopping Favre.
That's a good point. Yeah.
This might be the only time of the year that Peterson will be overlooked.
That's true. Like, he's not gonna. I mean, if Green Bay's smart, they'll stop Peterson, but they're gonna want to stop Favre. Like, everything in them is gonna want to try to game plan against Favre, even though that's really not the ideal thing to do.
Right, because he's not who the Vikings.
Yeah,
that's not who the Vikings are using to beat you. It's the running game. But
yeah, all right. So that's a good pick, I think. Actually, I want to go with Brandon Jacobs. Against the Chiefs, I think they'll be ahead, and they like to run the ball anyway. And when they get ahead, I mean, they're just going to be trying to run it, like, probably have 40 carries. So.
I was actually down to Peterson and Jacobs, and if it wasn't the Green Bay-Minnesota matchup, I probably would have went Jacobs. He's got to be due for one of those, you know, three touchdown games,
yeah.
A couple short yardage ones, but no, I like that pick as well.
All right, wide receiver?
Might be a stretch, probably is a stretch. I'm going Chad Ochocinco. The Browns are bad. I don't know how big that in-state rivalry thing is in Ohio, but I can see Ocho coming down with a couple touchdowns this game. It might be enough to put him in first.
I thought about picking him just because if you look at what's happened in previous weeks, it's never who you think it is.
Right, and it's a fun name to say. So
Ochocinco. I'm going to go with Randy Moss. It's against the Ravens, so I feel like I'm doing like myself a disservice, but I think he could have a big game, even though, of course, they're gonna lose.
He's motivated against big teams too, though. So that's
yeah. And like I mentioned earlier about the height thing, our DBs are all short, so he could have a big game. Just like you know, of course, the Chargers did, like I mentioned. So.
Yep. And he has a tendency to shine and try hard in those, you know, big games, big moments, and yeah. We all know he plays when he wants to play. So,
all right, tight end.
I think I'm taking Dallas Clark again. I'm matching up a quarterback with a receiver or tight end, but if he happens to be Manning's favorite target for that day, that usually equals a big day for Manning's favorite target.
Yeah, I actually had him down there too. So, you know, I think he was the number one fantasy tight end through 3 weeks. I've got to check again, but.
Yeah, he's been up there, and Seattle's bad. And
yeah, Seattle is bad.
Manning just seems to like to go to him. I don't know if that's because old reliable Harrison isn't there anymore or what, but Clark's just pretty sure-handed.
Yep. One more thing I wanted to mention I had on my notes, and I forgot about earlier. This is a random fact. If Favre beats Green Bay, he'll have beaten every NFL team. Which is just crazy.
Really?
It's the only one ever to have ever been. Someone on Twitter told me, live four Sundays on Twitter. Thanks for that little gem there. If he beats Green Bay, he'll have beaten all 32 teams.
That's pretty impressive, actually. So.
Yeah. All right. That about does it for this week. Pat, thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm. Hit us up on Twitter at TheSportsGeeks or shoot us an email, podcast@thesportsgeeks.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening, like I said earlier, send us your picks for the number one fantasy players and
try to beat us on that.
Yeah.
So prove
try
us
to beat
wrong.
Us, which wouldn't be hard because we've both gone 0 for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, thanks a lot. It's been fun, and we'll see you guys next time.